الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء، صدق الله العظيم. Just a reminder again that the greatest day in the week is the day of Jumu'ah. According to some ulama, the night of Jumu'ah that was last night is more greater than even Laylatul Qadr. Allah, let us appreciate these valuable times. And the greatest ibadat, special ibadat for the day of Jumu'ah is Salawat ala Nabi. We should try and read at least 100 times a day Durood Sharif Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It won't take us 2 minutes. Every day we should try and read. And on Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our durood. And try and read in abundance. Ulama have written that abundance is 300 times. And if we read 313, there will be much more barakat. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Also, on the day of Jumu'ah, every day we should try and read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf in the morning and the last 10 at night. It doesn't even take a minute to read that. And we will be saved from the fitness of Dajjal, of all this modernism, interfaith, all this new fitness. Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And on the day of Jumu'ah, try and read the whole surah. Anyone of us who haven't still read it, try and read after Jumu'ah. Read the whole surah, inshallah. And also, great value is to read 100 times Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. A person who reads it 100 times after Jumu'ah, either sitting here while walking to the mess for eating, easily will finish it 100 times. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of our gunas and 24,000 gunas of our parents, mother and father also. So we should always be making isali sawab also for our parents. And we should think that what a useless child of my parents I am if I'm not making isali sawab for them. Their favors on me so great. And if I'm not making any isali sawab, reading Quran Sharif and sending for them, making nafal namaz and sending for them, anything. So we should always remember our marhumin, all our marhumin, especially our parents. We should be always making dua for them and making isali sawab for them. May Allah give us tawfiq. This ayat of the Quran Sharif I've read, Allah says, innama is for hasar. That is only. If a person makes the translation of this ayat, that the ulama fear Allah Ta'ala, his translation is not complete. Only those who fear Allah Ta'ala are ulama. That is, only those who have the fear of Allah, they are ulama. Innama yakhsha Allah. Allah used the word yakhsha for a fear. There are many other words in Arabic also. The most common word is khawf, to have fear. And khashiyat, khawf and khashiyat, there are two different meanings in that. They're very similar, but they are different shades of meaning. Khawf is you fear somebody because of the harm of that person or that thing. Like a person fears a dog, that the dog will bite him, attack him. He fears a snake. That is khawf. And khashiyat is you fear that person not because of the harm, but because of his great favors upon you. He was very good to you. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, when Zulikha tried and seduced him, then he said, Inna Rabbi ahsana mathwai. That my Rabb, whether he was referring to Allah Ta'ala or whether he was referring to his master, the minister of Egypt, Wazir-e-Misr, that they are so good to me. How can I be disloyal to them? How can I do anything wrong to them? They are so good to me. So like that, Allah is so good to us. How can I disobey Allah? I don't commit guna. Not that Allah will punish me. That is also on its place. But if I don't commit guna, I don't obey Allah Ta'ala because Allah's favors are so much on me. I'm drowning in the favors of Allah and I must disobey Allah. So that is khashiyah. That because of that, a person does not disobey Allah. And that quality, Allah says, is only with the ulama. Innama yakhsha Allah. Only those people have got that khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala who are the ulama. So we might, our standard of being an alim is like we studied in a madrasa, we did Dora, and now we have passed the exams and we got our certificate. We all will say such a person is an alim. And also with that we should remember that a person, for example, who is in his final year, he says, I'm in the final year. So that means now that's the last year, there's no year after that. I'm in the final year. No, that is the beginning year. A person who has studied, who is in Dora, and his jahal, his ignorance doesn't open to him. He is a jahile murakkab. He is no alim whatsoever. If he thinks, now I know everything, I've studied all the kitabs, and now I'm here, that person is a jahile murakkab, a compound ignorant person, completely ignorant. And similarly, when we will start teaching also, inshallah, Allah give us all tawfiq. And the proper way will be to start with the small kitabs, what we call small, nahwa, sarf, etc. And then gradually we grow up. And if you reach finally Dora, Hadith, and you say, now I've done everything. And then also you feel, now I've reached the ceiling, the height. And I've got all the knowledge now. Then that person, in spite of teaching all these kitabs, is also a jahile murakkab. He's not an alim. If he also realizes, I still know nothing. The more a person studies Quran Sharif, the more he realizes, I know nothing. The more a person studies Hadith Sharif, the more he realizes, I know nothing. And that will be an alim. That who realizes, I know nothing, and I have to still learn. And he, in fact, is sorry that my life is coming to an end and I haven't still learned the Quran, the great, great secrets of the Quran, the great treasures of the Quran Sharif, of the Hadith Sharif. So that is an alim. But normally we take, I'm in the final year, so now I'm finished now. I'm not finished, I'm starting now. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahmatullah alayh, should say to Dora student, those who think we have become alims will remain jahils forever. And those who will start learning now, and the greatest way to learn is to teach. When they will start teaching now, that is when your learning process starts. And they will carry on, hopefully, he says, somewhere in the future, you may become alims. So anyway, that is our criteria of being an alim. Allah's criteria of ilm, that you're an alim, is only on the khashiyat of Allah. How much you fear Allah. How much you recognize the favors of Allah. And in view of that, you don't disobey Allah. Only that person is an alim, according to Quran Sharif's definition. According to our definition, we read, finished Dora Hadith, we got our sanad, we passed our exam, I'm an alim now. But by Allah, only that person, innama, yakhsha Allah, those people who fear Allah, they are the ulama. So it is only those who fear Allah, they are ulama. It is only those who fear Allah who will obey Allah Ta'ala, who will not disobey Allah Ta'ala. How much of khashiyat? And this, the khashiyat of Allah does not come from fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, right till kalimatan, habibatan, ila rahman. That khashiyat, that doesn't come in the course. That we have to learn. And for that, Allah Ta'ala has made three major categories of our ilm and the mission of deen. Where Allah Ta'ala in four ayats have explained, one ayat, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Tilawat-e Quran, Taleem-e Quran, and Tazkiyah. These three things, There are four places in the Quran Sharif when Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. There's three things everywhere. So by tilawat of Quran is to teach how to read the Quran and to give da'wat to Quran Sharif. That is one major thing, da'wat of Quran Sharif. Then تَعْلِيمِ Quran, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, which is the Darul Ulooms, where Ta'aleem of Quran and Hikmat. And then the third department, normally, very conveniently, we just sweep it under the carpet. And we feel that it doesn't exist. We yuzakkee him. In all four ayat, Allah is referred. Kare Nabuwat, the work of Nabuwat is these three things. Dawat, Ta'aleem, and Tazkiyah. And if any of these three things are not there, then the work of Nabuwat, the work of Deen is not complete. For me to do work, these are the three areas that I have to see to. And for me to become an Alim and to be a proper Muslim, these are the three areas that I have to bring in my life. Da'wat must come that I become a true Muslim. Ta'aleem, that I learn my Deen. And Tazkiyah, that I start practicing on my Deen. That is absolutely necessary. Exactly the same in Hadith Jibreel. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal Iman, Mal Islam, Mal Ihsan. There also Ihsan is the same thing. To get the sifat of Ihsan, that as though we see Allah, we see the favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look in your... وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth, there are clear signs for those people who have got iqan, who have got yaqeen on Allah. In the earth, we will see the signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And in yourselves also are the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you see? A person, to see the Qudrat of Allah, use your eyes. And your eyes themselves are the Qudrat of Allah. How can eyes be looking? Who made this eyes? Who put the power of looking in the eyes? And Allah has given everyone eyes. A person who had the children of an optometrist, they also got eyes. And children who are born in the jungles and in the mountains, there is no knowledge there, but they also got eyes. And they are also using their eyes. This ability of speech, what a great kudrat of Allah that a person can speak, a person can hear and understand. All these are clear signs to see Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And in the heavens, by the skies, is your rosy. We are looking for rosy on the ground here. Allah says, this, your rosy is in the skies. وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And all that you have been promised is also in the skies. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And 100% Allah is haq. وَإِنَّهُ Allah is haq. Just as we are speaking, that we know that it's a reality, the speech, that I'm talking, you are listening, like that Allah is absolutely true. So we should see Allah Ta'ala. So it's absolutely necessary that we make effort, that we make our tazkiyah. And if a person doesn't, he can become an alim, he will be a jahil, a murakkab in the definition of Allah Ta'ala. He can teach right till Bukhari Sharif, but he'll still be a jahil-e-murakkab and a jahil-e-mutlaq if he does not make his tazkiyah and does not recognize Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we must be worried about. And in order to get this reality, we have to get ilm in the correct way. And ilm in the correct way is from the places of ilm, which we call Darul Ulum, which we call Madaris. And we get it from the ulama. And we get this true ilm, not only people who are ulama-i haq, but ulama-i rabbaniyin. As Allah Ta'ala says, that kunu rabbaniyin, become Rabbani. And Rabbani is Isme Mansub. That is, those who are connected with Rabb, with Allah Ta'ala. So you must become Rabbani. And who is this addressed to? It is for the ulama. Bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab. Wabima kuntum tadrusun. That you are the ones that you learn the kitab, and you are the ones who are engaged in dars and tadris. That is the ulama. They engage in dars and tadris from nahwa, sarf, etc., tarjuma, Quran, Sharif, hadith, and then they go on further to bigger kitabs. These people, they are the ones that they should be, by this, all this learning, the object of it is to become Rabbani, to become Allah Wala. Not just to become an alim, not to become an alim a haq also, but to become that alim who is connected to Allah Ta'ala. And hidayat only spreads from those people who are connected with Allah Ta'ala. And they have that connection, Allah uses them. It's not they themselves who do anything also. Allah uses those people for hidayat to spread in the world. And this is the major cause why we find that there is so much jahalat in the world, and today's jahalat is in the name of knowledge. Today's ignorance is in the name of knowledge. Like, for example, you go to your school, university, you study Darwin's theory of evolution, and you get top marks. But that is all jahalat, that you believe a monkey is your forefather. A monkey was the cause of you coming into existence. That is not ilm, that is jahalat. It is called ilm, but it is jahalat. That the world came into existence with one big bang. With a bang, things break. Things are not made. But that is called ilm today. That is called knowledge. And that, even unfortunately, people who have got knowledge of Quran and Hadith, we also, our mouths water with the degrees of these people. And these are advanced people. And they are knowledgeable people. We also admire the ignorance which has been given the name of knowledge. So if that is the case, فَإِلَّهِ الْمُشْتَقَى. We only got Allah to complain to. So anyway, this ilm of ours is the knowledge of the words also, and that is just being acquainted with it. Knowledge is when it, al-ilmu nurun, that when it guides us to the right path, to Allah Ta'ala. It guides us to Jannah. It guides us to the pleasure of Allah. It guides us to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we realize that this is my object in life. Now to get that also, we have to study in that places where that is present, where there is this ma'rifat of Allah, where tazkiyah takes place, and we are busy making our tazkiyah also. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't claim that I have got tazkiyah, I'm pure and pure. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah only knows who have got taqwa. So we have to keep on making this effort of tazkiyah upon ourselves, and getting closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So for that, we have these Darul Ulooms and the ulama and asatiza who teach, and this must be on the nahaj, on the pattern, on the mizaj of Ghari Hira. The first place where this knowledge started was when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Iqra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ma ana biqari. I can't read, I haven't learned to read. Again, three times. And then when he embraced him and pressed him, and then Allah transferred this knowledge to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that, first we see that it came on a one-to-one basis. Jibreel, Allah Ta'ala didn't just put it into the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And one-on-one, that is where this knowledge comes from. Not online. Online, you can get the words of knowledge, but knowledge which is nur, al-ilmu nurun, that you won't get online. And part-time courses that you do, you won't get that nur. You'll get the words only, but the nur you'll get when you were on this one-on-one basis. And the required amount, a child that is made in the womb of the mother, it is made in 340-day periods. That is 4 months, 10 days. So it is required that it must be there in the womb, in the factory of where babies are made. That is the womb of the mother. And it has to be there for that whole period. Then that body will be formed properly. And wherever there is some deficiency, then you'll find the child is born with 6 fingers sometimes. A child is born without an arm. And that child is not formed properly. So that is necessary that a person must be there and give the required time also. And then Allah Ta'ala's work is taking place. That is, as far as dunya's children, we came in the same way in the dunya. Allah made us in that way. For spirituality, like Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And on one, that is how we get it, not online. Online, perhaps the muftis will give permission, you can make nikah, you can get married online. The witnesses are there, etc. Maybe muftis give permission, but if all the muftis give permission, you can have a baby online, you can never get a baby online. Until husband and wife don't meet, even for 2 minutes, till then you can't get a baby. A baby you can't get online. So then words of knowledge you can get online, but knowledge, noor, that you can't get online. That comes on one-on-one basis. And then this knowledge, the second place which we must take our cue from, we take our guidance from what this, how it should be taught, how it should be acquired, how it should be imparted, is from Dar-e-Arqam, the madrasa in Makkah Sharif. And then the great, great madrasa, the great, great khanqa, the great, great markaz of tabligh in Medina Sharif, Ashab-e-Suffa, from Suffa. So our mizaj must be on that, on Ghar-e-Hira, on Dar-e-Arqam, and on Ashab-e-Suffa. That must be our mizaj. We understand we can't live like them today. But what we must cherish, what we must wish, what is our ideal, that is, and we keep that in mind and we move. And we don't go to modernism. We don't go to materialism. We don't go towards technology, all that. Where we have to use, we will use it. But that is not our ideal. That is not our object, that we are sitting behind computers and learning, etc. Our object is the way of Ghar-e-Hira and the Dar-e-Arqam. And that is where such hidayat takes place. Where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was in Dar-e-Arqam when he went, and Allah blessed him with hidayat, and he became the means of hidayat of the world later, and how Islam spread through him. So that is what we must keep in mind. So this knowledge, we must take it from our asatiza. And this knowledge is not from mouth and tongue to ears. This knowledge is from heart to heart. How much we will connect with our asatiza. Adab, respect of our asatiza. Adab and respect of the kutub, our kitabs, and our mashayikh, etc. That is where this knowledge will come into us. This knowledge doesn't come by our ears, what goes in our ears. And from there it goes to the mind. And this knowledge doesn't come from the tongue of the ustad. It comes from the heart of the ustad to the heart of the students. What the ustads will have in their hearts, that will come in the students. We who are studying, what will be in our hearts, that will go to our students, not what we are talking. Once we were in Indonesia, and they arranged a program for us in a girls' madrasa. We went there, and there was two very big gates there. We were waiting. They opened the gates, and all the girls started coming out like the waves of the sea. All. So I said, "What is this now?" The ulama were laughing. So I said, "It is haram." They laughed more. Then Allah put in my heart and I said, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. that say to the believing woman, they must cast their gazes low. Then they understood, and they chased them all back inside. So then one friend of ours, a mufti, he said that, but in the alim course, don't they teach the ayats of parda, hijab, surah Noor, so much of details it has come, clear, it has come. So I asked him, don't we teach kitabul jihad? But it never comes in our thought that we must make jihad. We just teach it, but it isn't in us. So the same way, what the ustad teaches, that won't go in the student. As me, as making bayan now, what I'm talking won't have effect. What is in my heart will have an effect. What the ustad has got in his life, what he has got in his heart, that will go to the students. And the same way, we will become ustad. Today we are in the third year, in another 10 years' time, 3 years more to finish, another 7 years we'll be teaching somewhere. We might be already teaching big kitabs by then already. But what will go into the students is not what we're making mutala about, and not what we are talking and teaching, what is in our heart. That will go into the student's heart. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. This fire doesn't just reach a person, it comes to into a person. The fire, if we have got the love of Allah in our heart, the worry of deen in our heart, the worry of akhirat in our heart, we can think for ourselves, all of us, when did we make dua to Allah? Think of ourselves as students and those who are not students also. When have I taken out 2 minutes to make dua to Allah? The dua we make is just after Faraz Namaz, and that also we pay no attention. We're just lifting our hands, we are looking around or something. But time, when in my 24 hours have I got time for dua? And if we are making dua, what are we making? Who of us think that we made dua for akhirat, for life of qabr? Allah must make it easy for us. If we're making dua for other people, many people say make dua. Generally, Allah give you a long life. A long life, what dua is that? But that is our object. And if we tell somebody, but a long life and old age, you have sicknesses, you have problems, then they say, with afiyat. A long life with afiyat. And if you are long life with afiyat, and you are in the disobedience of Allah, that is not a ni'mat of Allah, that is the azab of Allah. If you are living old age, and still you're not keeping a beard also, you're not making namazes also, you are eating well, you are sleeping well, you are in the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Then the real what we have to be making dua for the qabr, what will be our condition? We don't make for ourselves dua of the qabr, and we don't give anyone else, even our children, we don't give them duas of the qabr. We give them duas, you must have a good life. You must live peacefully, safely, you must be in safety, afiyat. But in the qabr, that we haven't got no worry. And yet we think we are very good Muslims. And Qiyamah's day, and the crossing of Pul Sirat, that must be a big worry in our lives. But we never think about it. We don't make dua for ourselves, for anyone else, even our dear people, we don't make dua of that. That is what we have. So that is an alim who has got these things. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Those are the ulama. Only ulama have got khashiyat. Those who have got khashiyat, they are ulama. If we don't have this khashiyat, we must not even regard ourselves as ulama. And only if we have this khashiyat, then we qualify in the court of Allah that we are ulama. It isn't what our istidad is. It isn't what our istidad is, how much of khashiyat we have got. Fear of Allah. And that fear in the love of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.